What's up, After Buzzers? We are back with the part two of the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion. We are getting into Kim and her lies, how Marlo makes her cash, and we have a special guest, author Alston, one of the associate producers of the show. So stay tuned. We'll bring all that right back to you.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Get to the money. Everybody, man.
You're not feeling it, right?
I am feeling it, but you guys, you women are so beautiful. No one's going to be looking at me. I mean, I prefer.
I don't know what you're talking about. Leon, hold it down.
What's this going to do? What's this going to do? Yeah. You know, let's be honest.
You know, Bachella just went down and Beyonce killed this performance. She was dancing to this and I just had to bring this back. And I'm an OT Genesis fan as well. But
it's a Marlo theme song. I get to the money. I mean, Marlo, Marlo, Marlo. I love Marlo.
Yes, so this tonight, I'm your host, Miss Conversation Piece, and we are talking about this reunion. I think it's all drawn out, but I can't do it without my panelists right here. Go ahead and tell them who you are.
What's up, party people? I'm a little sick, but I'm Erica Edwards.
Oh my God, are they party people?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening?
Oh my God. That was a party over here.
You're right. Conversation Piece does do that. We were talking off stage. Yes. Party. Got it. Anyways, Ronnie Jr., I do a couple of the other Housewives shows too. So yeah, just guesting with you two today to talk about the Kim madness.
Well, let's just get right into it, guys, because I think this was kind of a drawn out thing. They're making it three parts, but the meat of it is this blow up with Kim. Everybody's against Kim. Everybody hates Kim. So let's get right into that. Kim and her lies. She's been saying that she didn't see Nene. Then the montages show otherwise. What do you guys think? Well, first of all, what do you guys think about the overall episode?
We can't all talk at once. Overall, this episode was okay. Like, it got it got good at the end, although, like, literally I think I was in my Uber and I still fell asleep somewhere in the middle.
It was that bad to you?
There were a couple parts where I had to go back because I was nodding. Wow. I'm just gonna say, but yeah, I mean, overall I enjoyed it. I thought the part with Cynthia and Eva and the discussion of her relationship with Will was rather interesting. So
it did feel like last season we had this huge three-part reunion, but there was a huge payoff and or a reason and or a buildup, you know, with Phaedra and you know, this big accusation. It didn't feel that way this time. It felt like, I told Conversation Piece, I was like, oh, it's a third one? Like, I didn't expect or really need a third one. Granted, they saved all the juicy stuff for the end, so I get while we'll do it. But yeah, a lot of dry parts in the middle. But it was still good. You know, the women still looked amazing and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think the same thing. I think it was just long and drawn out. But to fill in for that, we're going to have a special segment tonight.
Hey,
we're going to see what happens to the ones who got away. And we're going to figure that out. So,
Claudia Jordan, we're looking at you, mama.
So let's dive right in. Kim and her lies. What do you guys think about Kim? Because that's the whole meat of this episode, I think.
There's parts of me that just think she wants to do a suffice amount of work, messy as it can be, for her to ensure that, like, a tardy for the party will continue. But nothing more than that. Like, that's what it just... even good liars can't defend what she's doing. Because, you know, there's some people out there who are good liars. Mm-hmm. No, she's just, I mean, it is a hot mess the entire time. It matches the lips.
Yeah. When they can roll the tape back, first of all.
No, but some people, we all know, some people still know how to defend their points of view and their actions. Kim really did miss the mark on that.
You know what I think? I think she was drunk because, first of all, no husbands were allowed. But, of course, her husband had to be there. Her driver showed up. I mean, no one else's husband was there.
Right. I think part of it is with Kim that she's, you know, when you're trying to get viewership, you're trying to, you know, I think she's trying too hard. So she's kind of fabricating some things that are like random, because the whole season she was talking about Nene in the handicap space, and now supposedly somebody sent her the picture. It's like, okay, really? This is what you come up with now?
And the lies continue, so, like you say, because it's the handicap space conveniently gets sent to your phone, but then your daughter has the video of the roaches or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's too many of the same things, and they're all nonsense.
And I think she she's basically lying because she's drunk. Because the reason she says Troy is there is because he needs to drive her so she can't drink and drive. So I think maybe she's a little intoxicated. Maybe that's why. But we have our guest here, author Austin. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. How
you
doing?
Thank you so much for joining us. So tell us a little bit about your role in the show and what you had going on this season, season 10.
I was basically a producer on the show for the season.
Okay, and so what did that entail? Did that entail making the messiness happen that's been going on with Portia and Marlo and the Barcelona trip? Like, what episode did you have the bulk of dealing with?
The bulk, I would say probably the first maybe 5, 6, 7 episodes. From the beginning of when the season started, you know, like halfway through. But, you know, our job is to, you know, each of us are assigned one or several ladies, and we played them close, and we find out what's going on, and
who are you assigned to? I think Marlo, and who else were you assigned to?
I don't know if I'm
you're not able,
to say.
So what can you tell us, like tidbit wise, about maybe some behind the scenes things, or who do you feel like made the most progress this season?
I would say Sheree made the most progress this season.
And she's out of there, though, right? Or is that rumor? She's out of there, right? Or is that just a rumor?
That's definitely rumors, because they haven't even started on the new season yet. So those are just rumors.
Would you want Sheree to come back? Did you have a dynamic experience with her this season?
Yeah, I will say that I was Sheree's producer. I was Sheree's producer for most of the season.
So did you meet Tyrone?
I would definitely have a comeback.
Did you meet Tyrone? Do you think he's a good guy?
No, I didn't meet Tyrone. But I am the first person that she told about him. And, you know, that's how the production found out about him.
I wanted to ask you a question. First of all, compliments to you. It looks like you haven't missed the gym in quite some time, so there you go. Secondly, I was going to tell you, there's always this talk, and I know you can't give the spoilers, but there's a lot of, is Marlo going to come to be a full-time Peach, so to speak. What do the people who only get to watch it on TV, what are we missing with Marlo? Because I like her, and I see it. I see in my head, yes, let's give her that Peach. But if you were to work with her next season, how much more would we get of Marlo? Because right now we're just getting a little bit, and we all want more. What do you think, as a producer, would we get from her?
I think Marlo would be a great addition to the show as a cast member. I think the reason that you don't see more of Marlo is because she's not a Peach holder. She's a friend of the show, or a friend of a Peach holder. So they're not going to really show you everything that's going on with her, because she's not one of the main focus.
Okay. What are some of the requirements for you to be able to get a Peach, or to have your Peach taken away?
You know what? The requirements comes from the executives up in New York. I don't know what they feel makes a Peach holder, but I don't know. For me, I think a Peach holder is one that's should definitely be originally from Atlanta. I mean, you should be a Georgia Peach, but I guess the Peach holder's main cast member. So for it being that, I think it's just more or less the person that is the most entertaining for the viewer.
You don't think, so that means you don't think Eva would be a good peach holder, because she's not originally from Atlanta. She, her man is.
But neither is Kenya. So, I mean, oh, okay. There are other people who aren't, you know.
Yeah, but
I
mean, Kenya is definitely a person that deserves a peach. She brings something to the show that, which keeps the show around. She is that villain. She is. I'm not a fan of Kenya, personally, but for the show, she's great for the show. So she's the type of person, like a Nene, that people they love them, or they hate them, or they love to hate them. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, they make good TV. Kenya's good TV. You can't tell me that Kenya and Marlo tonight on that reunion wasn't.
That was a joust. And
that's what I like about Marlo. Like, Marlo doesn't care, but you really don't get to see how much she don't care. But Marlo do not give a F.
Now, are there any people, like, not that you would ever name their names, but are there any people that behind the scenes are just like a pain to work with and like really mean to the producers and staff and like messy and you don't want to deal with them?
I mean,
give me a horror story, but don't say who it is. That's what I'm asking.
I can't do that. I can't give the story because I think
it's Kenya because he doesn't like her.
Agreement.
Okay,
but
okay.
It's definitely a person that I do not care for. The rest of them are wonderful. I love working with all of them. Even the one that I'm not fond of, you know, if I had to deal with them, I would deal with them. But if I didn't have to deal with them, I didn't talk to them.
Okay.
Well, and one thing we've always said this whole season while we've been reviewing is that we love that you guys always roll back the footage. You always have the receipts. So is that like a way to catch people in the lies? Because I feel like that's what's going on with Kim in this reunion right now. She's been caught up in so many lies. And it's like, you're being filmed. What is going on? You know?
I mean, the recaps is more or less for one, for a viewer that may have not watched it as much as a loyal viewer, to show what happened. And then also for that reason that, you know, if somebody says something and they know that, you know, the show has the proof, then it has to be shown to show that this person isn't lying.
So how long does it take for you guys to go back? Because I think y'all even went back to season one on some of the things that you went back on, like, to kind of capture, like, even when they did the way that they transformed from their looks, like, you guys went back so far. So, like, who does
that? I mean, that was kind of the purpose for this, going into the season when we first started. It was that, you know, it is the 10th year anniversary, the 10th season of it. So let's kind of show where it came from and where it is today, and kind of reflect and have the women reflect on, you know, the whole 10 years.
Well, I think the credibility is an important factor, Arthur. And what is interesting to me, I was going to ask you, how did you guys go into season 10 and I imagine season 11? How do you like take it up a notch? Because now there are so many shows that are similar to the Atlanta Housewives. So what did you guys do in season 10? You know, do you guys have extra meetings to try to beat these competitive shows? Or do you guys just kind of do what you've done since season one?
No, actually, they definitely wanted to do a lot of things different than they normally did. And it made it definitely difficult for us as producers, you know. For me, you know, coming on the show for the first season and, you know, originally being from New York and not Atlanta, and I'm coming here to produce a show and, you know, for something as simple as locations, you know, normally on a different show, there'll probably be a location scout. But for us, that was just another hat that we had to wear. And when you trying to shoot in Atlanta and you call in locations to shoot scenes, and there's tons of shows out here being shot on top of a show that's been here for 10 years, it's like, where do you shoot that you haven't shot at?
Keep it fresh, yeah.
That's you know so true. I always feel like you guys are going to run into the people from Love & Hip Hop. I'm like, I know Mimi is going to be in the background somewhere.
Those people make it difficult for us to shoot because they get into the fights and, mm-hmm. and break up places. And when we try to go and shoot there, they, as soon as they hear a reality show,
right.
they think you're Love & Hip Hop. They don't want us filming there, even though we're dealing with some grown women. They thinking, we don't want no parts of that, no reality shows. We have issues, this, that, and other. The Housewives, you're never going to see a fight, really.
I know you can't speak for the whole series, but do you guys ever feel comfortable with taking somebody from, not taking, but like let's say their time has expired on another series, and then adding them to Housewives of Atlanta? I've always thought... was it Tracy Steele from, we just talked about Love & Hip Hop. She only had one season. She's of the women's age now. She has a child. She's in the industry. Would you guys ever, how do you guys entertain who you bring in? Because you just said that, like, to have that quintessential Atlanta person is necessary. And I think Tracy Steele is, you know, in the next couple years, peach worthy too. Because I love the way
she
moved.
But does she have a man? I don't know.
She was with the baby Drew at the time, at least.
Do you have to have a man on this show? Obviously not. I mean, because what?
I mean, I would think so. I think it would be a requirement. That was kind of a big thing with Kenya, is, you know, her husband didn't want to be in front of the cameras. You know, so
now Andy said he spoke with him and he said he didn't like the show. Were you able to speak to him as well? Did you talk to him?
None of the producers spoke to him for the season for the most part, unless they ran into him somewhere. He was just adamant about not being on the show.
So you're a producer, behind-the-scenes guy from New York. You come to Atlanta to work on this show. We've seen a situation with Todd where he ended up on the show. Would we ever see something like that with you?
Anything's possible, but...
I know Cynthia's still single, right? Cynthia's single. She's fine, too. And she got money. She's not like Sheree.
Hey, you know what?
Are we going to see you at Lake Bailey one of these days? Breaking news.
All of the Housewives... Cynthia was the sweetest to me.
I can imagine she that, was. Too. She's,
and
yeah.
me and her had a great working relationship there. And I was definitely saw her on the wheel, dude.
Sheree's man cave is open and available as well.
Oh, my gosh.
Sheree's basement is amazing. I mean, I know y'all seen it on the show, but right. I went to her house, I think, a week ago to, you know, get a full look at it because, like I said, I was a producer, so I saw it when it was just dust and rubble and the guy, you know, I went through the whole process with her. So for me to finally get to see the end result, I was blown away. Like, the basement is like a whole house in itself.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. So were you all filming and were you all there when Brielle or Kim's daughter?
Roachgate happened?
Yeah, when Kim's daughter shot the roaches. So you all knew was going to go down? Like, you knew what was going on?
No, I didn't see them filming that, you know, because, you know, obviously it was an all cast, and so all of it. Talent was there, so as producers we have to keep our eyes on the talent. But I knew she was there, and you know, clearly she was in the, you know, behind the cameras, y'all couldn't see her, and as well as her husband. But I didn't see them doing that. And in all fairness, in Nene's defense, not that I'm defending Nene in any way, but one, there weren't roaches. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm from the Bronx, New York. I know what roaches and water bugs are.
And a rat, too.
I lived with them in all my life, like, as a kid. So
her house is nice, right?
They were not roaches. They were not water bugs. They was like them black beetles. And Nene had her doors open the entire day. Then from probably the morning, maybe 7-8 in the morning, setting up all the way through the whole, the shoot, through the event, through the night. So it was nothing. And then in her back of her house is nothing but woods and stuff. So it's nothing for some beetles or anything to crawl into her house. But I doubt highly. I've been in her house. Her house is very nice. It's very clean. There's no roaches in her house.
Okay. All right, you guys, you heard it here from someone who's been in the home. It is not roach infested. So we now know.
Like that was a very bad joke. And if you look at it, and if you know what roaches are, you can look and see that those aren't roaches.
So as far as like things that happen on Twitter, so are you finding out things just like we are, like when Kim posted the picture of Nene's car in the handicap spot with the roach gate, like when you find things on Twitter and them going back and forth on social media, how do you guys handle that filming wise?
I mean, we have to stay on top of everything. We have to stay. So if they get into online war, then, you know, we talk about it and then, you know, we have them address it.
Okay.
I mean, everything is real. Like if they talking about each other on social media, and y'all seeing it, y'all going to want to see it play out on the show. So it has to.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for stopping by.
What's his nickname? Where did that come from?
Oh, Arthur, Choke No Joke.
Arthur, what's your nickname? We need to talk about that nickname.
Well, I'm a direct. My director name is Choke No Joke. My real name, as you know, is Arthur, like you said. But my nickname is Artie. And they used to tease me as a kid and call me Artichoke. Like the vegetable.
Oh, okay. All right.
So as I got older, you know, I started rapping. And then when I got older, I got cool. So they just started calling me Choke. Then I started rapping. Then I came up with Choke No Joke. And then that became my director's name when I started producing and directing.
So how did you go from rapping to producing?
I started learning the business of the music business. And, you know, I used to go to, like, Puff's office. Well, it wasn't even Puff's office then. It was Andre Harrell's record label, Uptown Records. But Puff had, like, a little cubicle section where, you know, people would answer the phone and be like, Bad Boy. But it wasn't even Bad Boy on the wall. Mm. But, you know, he was getting started. But in those early stages of, you know, seeing these guys in the music business and friends that I know that got signed and seeing so many people get jerked and upset with their deals, I kind of not wanted to, it kind of ruined the mood for me. It took the fun out of rapping when I learned the business. So I started modeling and acting. And when I was doing the modeling and acting, I started bringing my video camera on set for the jobs that I was doing, because I was doing a lot of cool stuff. And that got me into videography, because I was working with like Hype Williams, Paul Hunter, Little X, or Director X, Brian Barber, all these great directors back then doing music videos. You know, I was working with them, and then I would be shooting whatever they would be shooting with my own camera if I could sneak and do it.
Still? Yeah, okay. And
that, I got the passion.
So, what do you have coming up? Camera
by doing that.
What do you have coming up?
Right now, I don't want to say what I got coming up right now, because I don't want people to know. I just want to drop the bomb when it comes.
All right. Are you coming back to Real Housewives or what?
All right. Huh?
Well, are you going to come back to Real Housewives?
I don't know. I'm talking to them about it now. It's probably going to start in another 2 months. But maybe. Right now, I do have a documentary out on iTunes and Google Play called The Hip Hop Nucleus, a documentary on the legendary Tunnel nightclub of New York City.
Mm-hmm. I would love to see that. Is it on Netflix or something, or...?
No, iTunes and Google Play.
I would love that. Is a legendary spot. Yeah, I would love to watch that.
Yeah, I used to document the tunnel from 95 to 2001 when it closed in May every week. And I had put out other like music video documentaries, but this one is a full documentary with the artists, the patrons, the tunnel security.
Tell everyone where to find you, because we're going to definitely check out your documentary, but we're going to wrap up here and get to our next topic, but we want to be able to stay in touch with you and our fans to stay in touch with you.
All right, well, they can hit me up on Instagram at Real Choke No Joke. That's C-H-O-K-E-N-O.
Get him, Choke No Joke.
On Twitter, it's Choke_No_Joke. You can email me, chokenojoke@gmail.com, or call me, 646-926-3392.
And that's for you, Cynthia Bailey.
Cynthia's calling.
And what I got to do to get on the show, I'm just joking. But thank you so for coming through, and we will be in touch. And have a great evening. Thank you so much for staying up so late to talk to us.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure doing it. I enjoyed it. And if you ever need me again, I'm here.
Cool. All right.
Have a good night.
All right. Good night.
All right, y'all. So let's get right into it. Marlo. How does she make her money? So I looked up. She told Kenya to look her up and see how she makes her money. So I did exactly that. And when I go to her website, it goes straight to Instagram. And then,
so her Instagram is her job,
right? So then I go to her bio, and it clicks to an article. What does Marlo Hampton do for a living? So she does actually have a shop, but it only has 3 T-shirts on there, and they're $60. Well, one is 2 of them are $60, and one is $40. But she only has 3 T-shirts on there.
I thought she was more of a stylist than a fashion person.
Okay, so yeah, so this article that was done on her, she says she's a designer, she's a stylist, she owned a boutique previously, she has a hairline, she's a YouTube star, she does real estate, she's an etiquette expert, she started a nonprofit, she's an aspiring author, meaning she hasn't wrote anything yet. So I'm just trying to see how this correlates to an Aston Martin, which was paid for, and her Porsche was paid for, and her mom's home was paid for, and her home was paid for by her billionaire boo, who is not Ted Turner, she says.
And with all that said, you know, we have a host here named McCall Hall, and when she hosts, she always says, let's have a transparent moment. And what we love about Marlo is, even though a lot of what you just mentioned was just, wow, you know, all kinds of stuff, right? We still love what Marlo brings to the table because of the authenticity. And because I think she will show her ass if she has to, and, you know, mistakenly, and she regrets things. And she just seems evolved, but she still seems rough enough that things will get messed up yet again. And what's good about that is it means you're living in the present. And that's what I love. So I go for Marlo. A team Marlo for next season would be fun for me. Yeah.
And she says she invested well. So I need a billionaire boo. And I need some information as well.
Okay, so for whoever doesn't come back for the next season of Atlanta, and they need to like learn and grow and get their lives together, this is for all the women who may not have a peach next year.
Men too. I mean, it's not just women.
You're right. I feel like Cynthia's Peter definitely would want a peach if there was one available. But anyways, just to get your life together, Conversations with Maria Menounos, the podcast edition, is available. So basically, this is the SiriusXM show. So if you have SiriusXM, of course, follow Maria Menounos there. But we basically have taken all the best information and kind of condensed it to a Friday free download via iTunes. So you could download it, comment, and be interactive. Every single one of the shows have a strong message, stuff that I know you ladies, we've all kind of listened together.
Oh, yeah.
So it's something to take away each and every time. And it's super simple. Maria Menounos, of course, is the AfterBuzz TV creator. So that kind of ties everything together. Listen to it and love it.
Yeah, and I love her celebrity interviews. They're always amazing and informative.
Exactly. So rate, comment, and subscribe to her podcast. And let her know that we here at the Real Housewives of Atlanta panel sent you.
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know. I, like I said, we picked the song Everybody's Mad because everybody's mad at Porsche. But she finally took responsibility. And she apologized to Candy with no but. What do you feel about that?
I mean, I feel like she was authentic with Candy for a while. I think this is really the first time Candy has been willing to really hear it and move forward. So I'm glad that they finally resolved it, because I'm like, I'm not going to waste another season on this and you being a vegan. So I'm glad they resolved it.
Yeah, but then she got into a little bit of squabble with Kenya. But I just feel like she always repeats things without receipts. And she called Kenya a prostitute when it really is, you know, one of the other cast members probably.
But then also, but then also at the same time saying, you guys shouldn't do this, the exact thing that she did. Here's my thing with Portia, and I've said this to a couple people. This is my, so far, favorite season of Portia. And that doesn't mean it's a good thing. That means... The other seasons, I couldn't understand why she kept getting brought back. Like, I wasn't really catching it, and I didn't really connect with her. But I was a little glad to see a little bit of the backbone. One thing that I did respect about her is she said, you know what? I've said I'm sorry. I can't say I'm sorry anymore. Mm-hmm. That was a backbone that I think we haven't seen and we needed. But, yeah, she, of course, puts her foot in her mouth immediately after. But I'm just saying that to say every season we've seen Portia, I've been not into it. Mm-hmm. This season, I've kind of been like, you know what? She's all right. And if she could get things together, next season will be good for her, too.
See, I don't know. I haven't... I've been a fan of Portia's, I think, even when she thought the Underground Railroad was actually underground. because I think when she first started, she was married to Cordell. And I really liked the play of their relationship, because he sort of... you know, dominated her, and then they went through the divorce. Like, I really feel like we've seen her grow and change over the seasons, and I've grown to respect her more, but I've definitely felt engaged by her, for sure.
She always felt like the Jennifer Williams of the Basketball Wives to me. Like, it was, there was a lot missing. Jennifer Williams, of course.
Jennifer Williams was just boring. Portia has not been boring.
No, I would say they're in the same. They're in the same boat. Yeah. I mean, Portia has exceeded for sure. I'm not. And let's not talk about today, because obviously we know that Portia's doing well. And
She got her a job. She's at Dish Nation. She's not just living off of spousal support. And I respect that about Portia. She
I like seeing her in the play this season. Yeah. I thought that was good. You know, I wasn't. I'll tell you what got me about Portia. And I know we got to wrap too and get moving. I didn't like when she came for Claudia a bunch of times in the season that Claudia was there. I'm a huge Claudia Jordan fan, and it just felt really like Portia was stepping into this radio thing. I started radio in 2001, so I know the people who've been doing radio for mad years, right? And for her to just, you know, really trash talk Claudia, that was kind of the impetus of what left me having a harder time with Portia all these years. But that's good and gone. And
well, bringing that up, I want to get into our special segment, Where Are They Now? Because there's some rumors that a lot of people are getting their peach revoked. So in the spirit of that, we have some females who are not a part of the show anymore, and we want to know where they are now. Did you guys find anybody?
I think Erica's got a couple.
Okay, I think I did send in a photo. If someone has the Phaedra photo, do we have it?
What was she doing?
Phaedra went to visit Star Jones, recently got married to, we're hoping, someone straight this time, but Star Jones recently got married.
Was that necessary?
I'm just being accurate. I'm sorry.
Don't come at Al Jones like that, or Al Reynolds, rather.
I mean, like, I'm just saying, if you marry a woman, that would be the theory. But okay, so Star Jones recently got married, and Phaedra went to her wedding. It was on a cruise in the Bahamas.
Okay.
So I did, it'll pop up later, hopefully eventually, find a picture of Star Jones. Here we go. There we go. Star Jones and Phaedra. Hopefully Star didn't get married in that. But that being said,
that looks like the reception outfit.
I'm hoping. And so, yeah, so this is Star, and she's still looking fabulous. Like, she hasn't blown back up. So two thumbs up, Star. And Phaedra looking great as usual. So I love, you know me, I'm like, I've been team Phaedra forever. I hope she comes back one day.
I'm glad Erica's a comedian, because she hit with the light reads over there. They weren't a full read, but the light star reads, I will say.
Don't hurt a sister for telling the truth. I'm so sorry.
Were we able to find Kim, Claudia, Lisa?
I found Kim Fields.
Okay.
And Kim Field recently wrote a book like the past couple of months. Because, you know, Kim has been doing so many things for so many years. So she wrote a book about her blessed life, since she's been in TV for over 40 years, starting with Good Times. You take, you know, then Facts of Life, and then You Are Living, Single, all that stuff. So she wrote a book recently and was on sort of a book tour. And really, Kim just seemed very at peace and doing big things. So,
what about you, Ronnie? Did you find?
Well, no, just going off Phaedra, I'm glad you found that really great news, because there wasn't a lot of other great news. I know there was a little, you know, sham that had been going on to her and dating what's his name that wasn't accurate. But really, I just feel like Phaedra. I liked her on the show, but mm-hmm. I see a lot of flat tummy tea mm-hmm. advertising going on. So there's not much going on in the Phaedra mm-hmm. world. Demetria, however, is doing quite a bit. I think she had the stage show with Set It Off, which was going to have the Brat, LaToya Luckett, Kyla Pratt, and just nice. Like, you know, that's a good company to be a part of. Mm-hmm. She's in good company, rather. And then Demetria, of course, is also, I think it's the second season of Saints and Sinners, and that's on Bounce TV, and that premiered last Sunday. So Demetria keeps popping up, and yeah. I don't think she needed the Housewives per se. It was just a little blip in her career. So
I'm glad she's doing well. Did you find anything about your girl Claudia? What's she doing?
Oh, I thought you had
Oh, I did. I forgot. I'm sorry. My bad. Claudia recently filed a restraining order against one of her female friends.
What?
So that's interesting.
What happened?
They used to work together, and then she felt like the girl was stalking her. What? And the judge actually granted that order.
Oh,
so
my
I don't
God.
Feel like there was anything romantic, but I think the woman actually did threaten her. So
can I ask you, ladies,
Claudia, and actually that was right here in LA County, so I don't know.
Why is Claudia unlikable? Because I told you I liked Claudia, mm-hmm. but it seems like every show she's on it doesn't work, you know.
Okay, we're gonna need another show for that, because it's a lot of reasons.
Knock down two. Like, what is she doing?
She tried
wrong?
To do comedy for a hot second and was like, I don't know, I mean,
I'm asking a serious question. This could be for the viewers and stuff like that, and for the iTunes chat. I'm not trying to be funny. I like her, but I feel like a lot of people don't. And
comment, you guys. I mean, I think she's a cute girl. Like, she's very attractive, but not.
You know, just because you're pretty on the outside doesn't mean you're pretty on the inside.
No, but I think she was at the helm of producing that second 15. It was a show on. I can't remember, that didn't last long.
Yeah.
But what's funny is you credit her as a pretty girl. I always thought of her as so much better. Like, I always thought, I mean, not that pretty girl is not the only thing, but I never classified her as that. I classified her as good for her mind, and she's a great instincts and great businesswoman. So it's a serious question. I'm not trying to be funny. I want to know why people don't like her like I like her, because I like her. I would have kept her with a peach.
I will have to do some research and come back to you all next week with my receipts on Claudia Jordan. But I am not a fan. I mean, she's okay, but I wasn't like, when they cut her, I wasn't.
Oh, yeah. When they cut her, I was upset.
I was like, okay, cool.
I mean, she can stay. She can go.
We got to call Arthur and tell him to send her back.
I'm not really a fan, but I know that we have some fans. We've been doing this the entire season. We're coming to a close next week, and I just want to give some fan shout outs. So I've been noticing in the comments some of our loyal commenters, and I just want to say thank you and shout you guys out.
Are you shouting out those people that used to talk about us? Because they used to talk about us like a dog.
I'm just saying, like a dog. Oh, God, I'm the size of a Buick.
Don't try to read me for my look. I'll get back.
First of all, I'm glad you're watching. I'm glad you're commenting. That means you're engaged. That means whether you like me or not, hey, you know, some people on Real Housewives, they don't like some of the housewives. So if you don't like us, at least you're watching. Tell us how you feel. But I want to shout you out. Nakisha Brown, Miss Elite member, One Love RSR, Ashley Dean, The Supreme, JDTV05, Congo Princess. She was one of our guests. And the Mbele on the show.
She was great.
Shay Shay, Black Rock 316. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And hopefully next season you guys will stay engaged with us. But
Shamia is a chatter too. Shamia? Mm-hmm.
What you mean?
Meaning she ain't doing well with the show itself, so she's just out there and sits in chat. You must have not saw that chat.
Shamia, she's the one who's commenting.
No, she was chatting. She was like trying to get your job. I'm just being funny again. I'm sorry. Oh, conversation
thank
piece.
Thank you guys. I'm so sorry. Much.
I don't believe in competition, because I'm my own competition. Miss Shamia, whoever you may be, because I don't even know who you are. Whatever. So shout out to you guys for showing us love and showing us, you know, some constructive criticism.
And also, I was just joking. If you still hate me, then comment tonight.
Oh, my God. And
it's no problem. And we will shout you out again next week, because we will be here next week.
Yeah.
All right, so we want to get into news and gossip.
Let's do some news and gossip before we go.
TV news.
Okay, so the things I found on the news were that Kim Zolciak told TMZ that she is never, ever coming back, and she's happy to not come back. And also, Don't Be Tardy has been renewed, so she probably has no need to come back. And then I found these photos, I think we'll be able to play them, of the women with and without makeup. So let's see if we can. Can we?
Oh, starting with Cynthia?
Down to people's beautiful yes, issue. Cynthia. So this is a people
of the
video.
Juiciest peaches of the South. Hello, ooh, Real Candy. Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, ooh, Portia.
These Georgia ladies sure know how to bring the drama on screen.
Sheree looks good. Yeah.
Are what's really making us
I love Kenya.
Yeah. Kenya, whatever. Kenya has makeup on. I like the look.
Nene looks good.
Nene leaks, of Nene course. Nene showed off her bright grin and glowing complexion in this makeup-free photo. Look at her. She looks very relaxed and calm in that plain white tee. Let's be real, guys. It's only a matter of time before Nene is going to spill some tea and give us that shady sass.
All right, you guys.
And Kim Zolciak-Bierman is one that's probably going to give us some sass, too. Kim
oh, my gosh. She looks better without the makeup.
I know. So who do you guys think?
Busy mom of six. But I don't think we'd ever know that from this makeup-free selfie. Talk about
those
one
lips
hot
are
mama.
A tragedy.
Yeah.
Speaking
wow.
of kids, Kenya Moore's got one on the way.
Okay.
All right. So after seeing everyone makeup-free, who do we feel looks the best?
Kenya showed off her stunning
January. Sheree, I think.
Yeah,
thank
Sheree
you guys
looks.
So much.
Yeah, Sheree looks good.
I don't
Sheree
know that.
Looks, but Kenya, I feel like because Kenya has really bad skin, I feel like Kenya put on a no makeup makeup look. I don't even believe that's Kenya without
oh,
makeup.
Oh, see, I'm glad you're educating me because
or
was,
maybe it's Photoshop.
I was going to go the other Kenya. Way. I liked a natural Kenya, and I know the skin
I think
issue.
She's pretty, yeah. No, I like the natural Kenya, but I'm not convinced that that's what we saw.
Can we talk about another tragedy? Wait, I know you got to run.
Wait, no, I'm looking in the live chat. I want to because some of them they're like, oh, they're not in here now. You're shouting them out, but. Some of them answered your question about Claudia.
Oh, no.
They
here we go.
Say that Claudia came off slick, nasty, messy intentions, not to mention her colorist jokes. That was King Lagerfeld.
Oh, well, that was bad.
And
yeah.
CJE, she talked about issues that didn't need to be talked about. She brought up drama the most at the most inopportune times. And, yeah, she came off bossy and nobody liked her.
Well, there you
thank
have
you,
it.
Thank you, live chat members, okay, for having well, my back.
Well, then let's,
thank you, guys.
Oh, my
love
God.
You,
enough of you. Well, then let's ask the
worst.
Live chat another tragedy. It was a trek, since they seem to know everything. And I'm not knocking.
You guys do.
I'm not
whatever.
Knocking. Did it sound like I was knocking? I'm not knocking. But this is a tragedy. You ladies will agree, too. Cynthia wasn't doing it for the D. What in the world was going on with that beautiful man? And she was not. She didn't
Will
look up,
was.
Oh, so you're no. See,
I'm against.
I'm glad
Will
I'm on
sure.
the panel because I see things so much differently. Because I would have done.
Will
some,
is
he, he's a handsome man.
Okay, but a handsome opportunist. Okay.
Yeah, but she should have squeezed out a little bit of the D at some point.
I think she was trying to see what's up with Candy. Because she bought Candy some shoes. And
it's true, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Cynthia, though. But it did take me as a shock when I watched the show. And I think a lot of the women that, like, oh, so we understand there were some opportunist issues and there was, like, a connection issue. But you would have thought they spent a lot of time together. Maybe after the, you know, 50 Cent and whatever he was, a nerd or something. You would have thought something would have happened, right?
Yeah. I was a little surprised. That was a little sad for Cynthia. I'm not going to lie. Because I feel like she's going through a drought. But that's okay, girl.
I'm going through a drought, too. But I want to get into some predictions. Okay. What do you think is going to happen on this last episode?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
I'm so sad it's about to be over. I just want this show to keep going and going and going.
Is it your favorite franchise?
It's my favorite. I do love Potomac. And people were asking who you are. He's filling in for Lynn today.
Listen, who is that ugly man with an opinion?
He's on our Real Housewives of Potomac
crooked
panel.
Nose.
So he keeps up with all the housewives. So he's here today. Thank you so much
You're
for
welcome.
Filling in.
You're yeah. Welcome.
And so so predictions.
Okay, I'll let you go. Erica, no, you no, I trust your judgment after that Claudia stuff.
No, I am, you know, I think right now the next whole hour is just going to be all roasting Kim. And Kim is going to walk off. And then from what I've seen in the news and upcoming seasons, Andy makes the comment that that's the last time he'll see that wig on this reunion. So I think Kim, it's a wrap for Kim and Real Housewives.
True.
Forever,
is
ever.
There going to be a Nene revelation? I kind of feel like she's been playing this mm-hmm. this season very authentically herself, but then also, like, you know, really a season of growth for her. So I don't know. Maybe it's a stretch, you guys, but I think maybe a Nene revelation at the end. And
you better call Tyrone.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. My prediction is we're going to find out what really happened with Tyrone and Nene? Because I want to know. So I hope Andy gets that out of her. Because he did, they did show that Andy actually talked to Tyrone on the phone with Sheree.
Right.
So we're going to find that out. That's my prediction. Let's go ahead and wrap it up, you guys. Tell everyone where to find you at. I am Miss Conversation Piece. You can find me on Instagram at Conversation Piece, like a piece of cake, or Twitter, M-I-S-S Combo Piece. Holla at your girl.
What's up, party people? I am Erica Edwards, and you can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
And both of these ladies are fantastic. Intelligent, funny, hold great conversations, of course, conversation piece, and beautiful, too. So
Thank you.
Try not to always lead with beautiful, because in this current 2018, it's cliche to just talk about a woman's looks only. So anyways, you guys have been really like good and friendly with me. So to welcome me onto your show was fun. My question, though, for the chat as we like take it out is, who is your favorite housewife and why? Let's take Nene off the table because she's probably the favorite. Mm-hmm. So out of all the other housewives, who's your favorite and why? And just write that down in the chat or the YouTube channel or whatever.
Tell them where to find you.
At Randomly RJ. Don't follow me. Ronnie Jr.
And catch him on the Real Housewives Potomac after show as well. And guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week.
And Drew and Leanne will be here to join us.
Yes, it's going to be a party for our party people next week, okay?
Bye, you guys.
It's a celebration. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.